Welcome, folks. Welcome. Welcome to the July 8th Water Resource Reclamation Facility Citizens Advisory Committee. We're going to get this meeting going by calling it to order and looking around and seeing that we do have a quorum indeed here. I won't do a roll call vote. If you could all join me in a moment of silence. Thank you, and let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that brings us to announcements and presentations. Staff, do we have any announcements or presentations at this time?
No, we don't.
That's a no. Any announcements by the advisory committee? Okay, moving along to public comment. Anyone from the public like to let us hear anything that's not on today's agenda? We have a taker.
My name is Bob Keller, Morro Bay. I just want to, first of all, give thanks to this board. Thank you for volunteering for doing all this work for Morro Bay. Your knowledge and expert input are greatly appreciated. We have a great city, and we want to keep it that way. So anyway, first of all, I just want to give you guys thanks for all your work.
Thanks, Mr. Keller. We don't hear that every day, so that's appreciated. I don't think we've ever heard that, so thank you. All right. Moving on to consent calendar A1, approval of the minutes. Any discussion on this item?
I have a comment.
Go for it.
Last meeting, there was a subcommittee report by Mary or Jenny, and it was extremely good. And it says so in the minute, and it's mentioned very well, but I just want to remind everyone that it is worth reading, and it can be found under B1 under that address in the web. And so I just wanted to make sure that it's noted, available, and good stuff. And I encourage the public to take a look at it.
Thanks, Bob. Anyone else? Barbara?
Yes.
Top of the mic. On those.
Thanks, Bill. Just one minor comment. I know there were several references to the WRF Project Management Services Review Committee, and I believe we're now calling this the Program Management Review Committee. So I didn't know, in an effort to just communicate to everybody, we should probably call it the program management everywhere.
Management.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was three references there on page 2. Thanks, Rob. That's it.
Okay. This is for recommended for approving the minutes as submitted. So I need a motion and a second.
I move that we approve the minutes as corrected here today.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Before we vote, any public comment? Bob, you feeling in the mood to talk again?
No.
On the minutes.
No.
Okay, good. All right. No roll call vote. Can it be voice?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes. A2 is a water reclamation facility project update with a recommendation to receive and file. So, Rob, we'll turn it over to you for that update.
Just want to highlight on the fiscal impact. You'll notice a credit of $87,000. On the fiscal impact section, you'll notice a credit of $87,361. The city did receive a check from the California Men's Colony for reimbursement for the analysis that we undertook for the alternative at the CMC site, and that was part of the supplemental environmental fines that the CMC had to pay for that Corollo analysis that they did. And then we've added in as, and I should have marked this as tentative until we get to council, the facilities master plan with the Black & Veatch contract on there. We also have proposal and statement of qualifications due next week, next Tuesday, for the program manager and then the environmental review services. And I have your hard copy, Valerie, so you can review that. We've also had, and it's not on this, I received correspondence from Mark Hutchinson at the county that he'd be willing to help out review those or statements of qualifications for environmental services also. That concludes my update. I'll be happy to answer any questions folks might have.
Any questions from the committee?
On that, a reimbursement from the regional board, I guess you say regional board, but you said Men's Colony, but was that what covered 100% of what that was?
100% of the amount expended. Corollo didn't actually get up to their estimated amount, which was over $100,000. They came in under budget on that item.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Rob, I don't understand whether this is money allocated or spent.
A little bit of both.
How do you know where you are on spent versus allocated?
Well, that'd be in our detailed budget report. So this is money that has been contractually obligated to these consultants. I could add another column that says where we are in that contract to show that how much has been expended.
I think that would be very helpful. Yeah.
All right. Barbara.
That would be a cumulative number, actuals to date, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone from the public want to comment on the project status update? No? Okay, this is receive and file, so we can just note that and move on to agenda item B1, old business. That's our placeholder for any subcommittee updates that we may have. Any subcommittees have any information they'd like to report? Finance would? Great.
This is on this time?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to mention two things. Barbara and I attended a pre-proposal meeting on June the 19th with Rob Liebeck, and the purpose of that meeting was to answer questions that the consultants had on the RFP for program management, and 14 people participated in that meeting, including representatives from 8 different consulting firms. And at that time, Rob provided an overview of the project, and he opened it up for questions, but there really weren't very many questions. The second thing I just wanted to bring up was that I attended a meeting with Dave Buckingham, Sam Taylor, and Rob Liebeck, and the purpose of that meeting was to discuss funding mechanisms for Morro Bay, outreach strategies for the WRF, and potential public-private partnerships. So what I wanted to report out to the public is good news. The city is actively developing a grant strategy and is reaching out to folks at the regulatory agencies. So that's all I have.
I wanted to say that I attended the June 19th pre-statement of qualification meeting for the environmental review, and the presentation was made by John Rickenbach, and due to technical difficulties, there were only a few images, but John did a really great job of representing the city of Morro Bay and our project. I had never been to a meeting like that before where so many environmental consultants came out and were in attendance, I think close to maybe 20.
Yeah.
So all the main environmental firms were there, and so it went very well, and it's very good.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Any other subcommittees? No? Okay. Anyone from the public want to comment on B1, which is our committee subcommittee updates? All right. This is also receive and file, so we'll do exactly that. Move on to the meat and potatoes of the meeting tonight. Item C1, new business, review of the facility master plan, proposed scope of work, fee estimate, and schedule from Black & Veatch, along with staff's recommendation for contract award. Before I turn that over to you, Rob, I just want to note I'm leaving at about 3:50 today. We're going pretty fast, and if we don't get through it, Bob will take over and run the meeting. And Richard also mentioned he's leaving at about 3:45. And then with that, I'll turn it over to you, Rob.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Pleasure to be able to present this item to the board. We had a great process that we went through. Want to applaud Mr. Donnelly and Mr. Shively for assisting on that and going through those proposals and helping us interview the consultant teams. Today we want the board to receive the report and review our recommendation from staff to award the selection to Black & Veatch. To take a look at the proposed scope, budget, and schedule, and provide any recommendations or comments to staff for any revisions, and ultimately provide a recommendation to City Council to select Black & Veatch and to authorize Public Works Director to execute an agreement for a not to exceed amount of $781,135. Including a 10% contingency of $71,012. The selection process started back in March 19th with issuance of a joint RFP between the City of Morro Bay and the Cayuga Sanitary District. This body selected two members to serve on that selection committee. We had a pre-proposal meeting in April, and then at the end of April, we found out from the Cayuga Sanitary District with the issuance of their resolution 2015-01 that they wanted to suspend their partnership and pursue their own project and closer to home in Cayucas. And that set us on the path of selection on our own of the consultant teams. Two proposals were received on June 12th, one from Corolla Engineers, the other one from Black & Veatch, and we held interviews on June the 1st.
June 16th,
excuse me.
The first was approved.
Thank you, Steve. The evaluation criteria for the proposal was their understanding of the scope of work, their past performance and their experience, their expertise, and the team members that were assigned to the project, their approach, their experience with similar projects, and their ability to conform to city requirements. Evaluating both proposals, we determined both firms were really qualified to do the work. What set Black & Veatch apart from the Corolla team was they really conveyed their team's desire to perform the task at hand. Black & Veatch presented a schedule that completed the facilities master plan 3 months ahead of our anticipated schedule. Black & Veatch's team includes some of the best practitioners in the industry. Black & Veatch's project manager, Steve Flomey, I'm butchering your name, sorry, Steve, has a reputation for project delivery on time and within budget. And those are the things that really set Black and Veatch apart from Corolla. We did request some modifications to the proposed scope of work in contract negotiations. We wanted additional visual simulations, wanted some additional workshops and public meetings. We added some as-needed allowances to perform some tasks depending on what happens through the CEQA process and other program activities. We deleted the survey scope of work. We'll contract independently for that work with set out a separate and manage that contract in-house. Some details about effluent sampling program, review of the analysis. We deleted a staff workshop on HedgeWorks technology. These are some getting into a little bit of the details. Added some additional operations and maintenance cost scenarios. And added a couple of optional tasks. We wanted them to develop a technical memorandum for processing of additional organic wastes to enhance energy production. So the facility could become a regional septage receiving facility, take on fog from restaurants and fat soils and greases, sorry, from rendering facilities that would be used perhaps in energy production, energy recovery. And then we wanted a technical memorandum regarding direct potable reuse and concepts regarding that. We concluded that the selection committee unanimously recommended the award of the facilities master plan to Black and Veatch based on the review process. And we would like this committee to provide any comments, recommendations on selection, draft scope of work, budget that would be forwarded on to the City Council for their consideration of award next Tuesday. That concludes my presentation, and we have members of the selection team here, and we have a couple of representatives from Black and Veatch also here to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you. So with that, we have our marching orders, provide comments on scope of work, fee estimate and schedule, and ultimately provide a recommendation to the City Council. So I'll look here to my left and see. First, thank you two both for your review of it. That's definitely appreciated and helps us with our analysis. I don't know if you guys want to lead and provide some opening comments.
I'd like to.
I would love to hear them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. First of all, I want to commend staff because in going through the proposal at the time with Black and Veatch, and I thought they covered all areas very well except for one, workshops and meetings. This city can beat up a consultant into making a bunch of meetings and workshops, not always covered. I felt like, Rob, you padded that part of it, which is a good thing because those are areas where you can go over. I think the main thing that drove me with Black and Veatch was Flomey, and the fact that I felt he's going to push it through. And that means a lot because a lot of time, I'm a consultant by trade myself, and sometimes people are proactive and trying to knock it out in a proactive manner to get it done, and that's what I truly felt came across from you guys. I'm sure it went up a little bit for the addition of the meeting and workshops and some of those things, but I think John learned the hard way that was one of the things that probably increased your contract over the time frame from when we originally went in. I felt real good with Black and Veatch, and I think you covered it well. I think I spoke before, long before we got to this point, that I was hoping that the consultant fees going forward would be tied down a little better, and I think they were based on how you reworked it and renegotiated it with them, so I applaud you on that.
Thanks. Paul?
This is on. There it is. As Steve was talking, we have this aggressive schedule that we like so much, but there may be things out of their control that may delay that. One of that might be even the city or this committee if we have to come here from time to time. As a suggestion is that since Steve and I and Dale are on the subcommittee for engineering, if you want to just run things fastest rather than the full group and wait for another month to lapse, delaying them and whatever process is involved, be happy to pick up the slack there. I don't know what the city was planning on doing on turning things around, because there'll be submittals you'll have to respond to and get it back. I'm hoping everybody's on board that they're going to have an aggressive schedule. We better be on board with that schedule. So that was a suggestion that we could just, as a subcommittee.
Guess we'll continue over here. Valerie or Barbara, do you have any comments on scope, schedule, fee? Okay. Valerie, did you?
It's just a minor comment. My only real comment is that I was very happy to see, both with the modifications and the existing, the amount of public meetings and public forums and outreach and the request for additional visuals. That's always an important component of working with the public. And I just feel that's going to help make this project a success. So.
Great. Go for it.
Actually, my comment is the opposite of what I've just heard. Although I really appreciate, and I'm usually the one that's trying to spearhead outreach, I was surprised by how many workshops that you had proposed and how much they're going to be costing. And what I was hoping, actually, was to see that maybe our project might, I don't want to say mirror, but might in some respects echo some of the outreach that was done for the Los Osos project, because I think that's a success story. But, you know, throughout my notes, I think there's more than $70,000 in the budget from what I could gather. It was hard to break down the outreach by task. But I was hoping that we might be asking the consultants to spend more time on some of the nitty-gritty stuff, which was, you know, like the yeah, what were you saying?
The facilities itself.
Yeah, the facility itself and the design, as opposed to more of the softer stuff. I think it's really important for the public to be on board with this. And there are lots of different ways of accomplishing that. You know, I think the city manager's been great in terms of providing updates to the community through the Bay News, but there's also the website. There are flyers that Los Osos provided, and it just seems like it's a huge money sink to have, you know, over 18, I think, accounted, 18 workshops. I did go to the initial workshop for this project, as well as a follow-up workshop on biosolids, and I think there are only 40 people there. So I just don't know if this is all that cost-effective. I'm not negating all the outreach. I'm just saying it might be worthwhile to take a second look and to reposition. Thank you.
Sure. Respond to something. Mary, I agree with you in theory, the fact, but this city will drive consultants to come to meetings, to come to workshops. And the reason why I liked what staff did with adding to that is the simple fact it's not going to be a cost overrun as a result of the fact they didn't allow for it. This city does drive this. Everything I've seen that's gone through this city, it goes to meetings. We have the RFCAC committee, we have Public Works Advisory Boards, we have all these different boards, and within this town, and these consultants have to respond to that as they go through the process. And so I thought you were being proactive in my mind, Rob, realizing it may happen. If you don't have all the meetings, I would agree with you, Mary. There's no reason to do them. I'm not arguing the theory side. Sometimes I think things get beaten to death a little bit or overdone. But I also wanted to make sure there was a realistic amount of money budgeted aside for this particular contract. And it doesn't mean they have to fill out the entire contract as a result of it.
Okay. I mean, as an example, I noticed that there was just $10,000 put aside to evaluate the decommissioning of Morro Bay's wastewater treatment plant. And who knows what we're going to find in that, you know, in that evaluation. That seemed a little low to me. And there were lots of other areas where I thought that it was extremely conservative in terms of the budget.
I want to touch on the community meetings and take a little different angle with it. We don't know where we're going to be in the future here for timing. Prop 1 money coming down the pike and dealing with the Coastal Commission, and we could find ourselves in a situation where we're asking the Coastal Commission to expedite a permit as quickly as possible, and one of the things they're going to look at is what was the public process. Mm-hmm. And so an investment of $70,000 now on the front end to at least assure us that we're going to be well-positioned for whatever Prop 1 brings, for whatever the permitting process brings. I think we've established a very good reputation and trust with the Coastal Commission now. That bike bridge going on the executive director's report is a great example. And they're going to want to see these meetings and that we've engaged the public and that they've been on board since the beginning. And if we ask the Coastal Commission to do something for us in the future for permitting purposes, that foundation of having those meetings are going to be money well spent. Mm-hmm.
So my question would be, when we contractually commit to these contracts in the amount, the 710 less the 10%, then does that preclude us from reallocating budget if we don't need all the meetings and we do need something else?
No. In general, these are time and materials contracts, not to exceed a certain amount.
Okay.
The most beneficial for agencies, least beneficial for consultants, based on my experience on the consulting side. So we will only expand what needs to be to get the work done. And if we need to move budget around, we will do a change order, change scope of work, and allocate those resources where they may need to be. And, you know, some of the public forums, there's an allowance for that. We don't know that we're going to need to use that money, but we wanted to put a budget in there to make sure that it was available and not to continually go back and ask for budget amendments.
Great. Mary, did you have anything else? Okay. Dale, you're not off the hook. You have any comments? No, down there?
I'm good.
Okay. Bob.
Bill,
excuse me.
I called John Rick earlier.
I just wanted to note and acknowledge Steve that he's committed to 187 days for the master plan after notice to proceed. That's a half a year. So that's a lot of meetings. And welcome to Morro Bay. I have a question for you, Rob. Was Black & Veatch low bidder?
Well, I'll take this opportunity to talk about consultant selection in the state of California. Consultant selection is based on qualifications, not on price. So you select the most qualified consultant and negotiate a fee that fits your budget. That being said, them being 6 months and the other proposer being 9 months, and both of them using all of that time, we didn't do the math on it, but I would imagine that Black & Veatch would have, on the initial proposal, would have been the lowest one. We don't bid professional services.
I got it. Okay. I have a couple more comments. I listened to Paul, and if we got 180 days to do all of these, I guess you would call them items, to get to the facility master plan in a half a year, we should expedite that process, and we should not hold it up at all. And I was looking at right there, task 101 on page 1, and you're going to have something like 8 staff meetings proposed with Black and Veatch, as it looks like it's agreed to that's going to be the plan. Why don't you consider members of this committee to attend those meetings? And then that would expedite this group without impeding any progress and I think that would work well. And I'd like to be involved in that with the others that are going to volunteer. The last thing that bothers me, and maybe Steve can address this, I don't know, or maybe you can, Rob, is that, well, there's two things. But the first thing that's the main thing is task 102, progress reports and invoices. And I look at that, and then I come back here and I see the two documents that are presented as the preliminary schedule and resource requirements for completion by Black and Veatch. And I say to myself, if I was Rob and I was 4 months in out of 6, I don't know how in the world with these documents you would determine what we would pay you. I would think that you would need some kind of resource loading for these milestones or some other means of trying to determine what would be the appropriate payment and where we are on this schedule to see whether we're going to actually get to the completion of your master plan in a half a year.
Yes, you may. So you get on the mic. Sorry.
I'm Steve Felmy, be the project manager for the team. And to answer your question, we are on a time and materials basis, so whatever effort it takes to do a particular task, the hours are accumulated, those hours are billed, so you always know where you are. I know where I am versus how many hours I've allocated for a specific task. I monitor that on a weekly basis internally, convey it to the city on a monthly basis. So we'll all be watching as we move forward. Each task will be billed separately or will be accounted for separately, so we'll know exactly where we are in the deliverables.
And you feel comfortable that these documents are going to be adequate controls for that?
We have many other internal documents that we use for tools for Black and Veatch project managers to use to monitor our costs and keep track of that. We share in a monthly progress report. We can provide much more information if you need that, but we're all just trying to make sure we stay on schedule and budget.
I think that's critical.
It absolutely is.
And I think these are the tools that will help you to do that.
We all want the same thing, and that is to have a quality project completed on schedule, on budget, to complete all of the tasks that are in that scope of work. You're right to point out there's a large number of tasks that need to be done in parallel. And so there will be teams within our team working on individual documents, moving that work forward as we're guiding it and working with the city and making sure it all meets the expectations of staff.
One thing I'd like to add in there, too, it's the other hidden part of all this, is when the program management issue is settled, if we win that, for example, the idea would be that's a big part of our job, too, is to make sure that they're doing their job. So part of that is the tracking of the whole program. So it's really a coordination effort, partly to get it off of Rob's plate and to keep it moving forward among the whole group within the program management.
Very good comment, John. Thank
you. And I'd like to also comment on that. Thank you. My experience with very large business projects from a finance perspective is the invoicing, specifically the accuracy and the timeliness. And so when I read this, I went back to the city's general terms and conditions and noticed that it was very vague on invoicing in terms of what will be on that invoice. So somehow, Rob, my feedback would be to tie your general standard template invoicing back to this specific task 102, which says there will be invoice identifying the compensation received. In other words, if there's anything specific you want on the invoice besides services rendered, that would be the time, and I would put it in that template. That helps you with things like period of performance and when you're approving invoices, what you're looking at. So just a suggestion there.
Still going, Bill. So, I just have one more bullet.
But I just want to make sure that I understand what Barb. So basically, invoicing on a task basis so that we're clear on the tasks or form, each form, not an overall invoice that we don't get any detail on.
Or whatever you want, specifically something wording like all invoices will be submitted within 30 days of the work being completed and will detail the following, period of performance, task completed, et cetera, et cetera. Be very specific. Otherwise, what happens is you'll see these invoices come down the path 4 months later when you're trying to track your budget and actuals. And so, because remember, they're working with subs, and those invoices and materials are coming in later, so you have to have, and your terms should address what has to be on that invoice. And then your payment terms on that invoice are based upon receipt of a complete, valid, accurate invoice.
Right.
Sounds good to me. My last question is that I did not see in your tentative contract any mechanism for change orders. And I believe that you will have change orders.
I believe we have it in our standard contract.
All players should have that on the table, I guarantee you. And by the way, I'm happy to see Black and Veatch. I think you guys are going to do a good job, and welcome to Morro Bay, and I would like to work with you. I won't have the opportunity, but I would like to have done it.
I have a question for John in terms of procedure here, because I think we probably had more comments. My comment was just an overall general comment, but I think most of us probably have specific comments on the work as well. How are you going to handle that?
Richard needs to leave, so I'm going to let him go next.
Okay.
And then I'd like to make some comments because I'll be leaving shortly thereafter, and you guys are free to spend the next hour.
So you drop your bombs and walk.
I have no bombs to drop. None at all. No.
Okay. Thank you.
How are we doing on change orders over there?
I'm not finding the specific section, but
it's
section five.
Section five.
But it doesn't have the, it just...
Well, while you're looking off, Richard,
it's basically general that we can't pay you for anything that's not included in the agreement. And to get paid, it has to be part of the agreement. So we would amend the agreement.
Through the city council?
If it exceeds the contingency, yes, it would have to go to city council.
So you would go up to the contingency without the city council?
Correct. They would authorize up to the contingency, and if we went beyond that, then we would need to go back to the city council. And it would be reported in our monthly status updates where we are on the budget. So.
Okay, just be aware of it.
Yes, thank you.
Richard.
I got a question, maybe more for staff. Is on this facility master plan, how is the collection system being integrated?
That's a good question. So as part of this proposal, we've asked Black and Veatch to look at not the entire collection system, of course, but the area near where the lift station would go. And select the best location for the lift station in considering our collection system master plan deficiencies that we need to fix too. So if we can kill two birds with one stone by moving the lift station to a better spot and make some collection system improvements, they will do that. So they'll have alternatives in the plan for the pump station and collection system modifications.
So this will be part of that?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Just a couple things on my end. One, it looks like this was handed out to us before the meeting started, and this is probably what they used during their presentation.
Yes, it was just an overview of Brighton Beach and how the project goes. So I thought it was a good summary for the...
Yeah, I like it, too. I just wanted to ask because it's in front of me here, but I don't see a return line for ocean outfall. And is that something that has changed or just an oversight in the schematic?
Probably an oversight in the schematic.
Okay.
I think we will need to probably at least for the foreseeable future maintain some sort of ocean outfall.
I want to make sure something didn't change I didn't know about. And then to Blacken Beach on here, I recognize you put this together possibly quickly, but it's a great layout here. Just looking at the schematic of the water recycling facility, as we're calling it, and the additional visuals that are being proposed in this, please, I'm just going to encourage you to look towards the Los Osos Wastewater Project and the architectural design there. It's permitted by the Coastal Commission. It's in an almost identical setting as the one that we're looking out on 41. So let's not try to reinvent the wheel there and utilize what they have. I think it's a beautiful facility.
And before you go on to the next one, just want to point out there are local members of their team. Fraser Seipel Architects will be part of the team that designed our fire station. So they're local architects.
Great.
That are used to.
Yeah, we're looking at time savings, and if we do something that the Coastal Commission is going to spend 6 months looking at when we could have proposed something that they approved, it's easier to say, look, you did this already. Why can't you do it again? And then how does, and I'll ask this to you, staff, the Cayucas drop-dead date, where are we with that? Just as a quick update, I'd like to hear from you on that before I cut out here. That's my bomb. I did have a bomb. I forgot.
I don't know that we have a precise date, but it'll be based on the project. So it'll be probably about when we... are releasing the bridging documents for design build. Those documents will have to have a facility size that the design builder will need to perform to. I would think, unless somebody else has a different...
But so Blacken Beach is proceeding still with...
Yes.
Nothing they're going to do is going to limit...
Correct.
Oh, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you. Okay. And then before I leave, just I'm supportive of recommending the council award the contract with Blacken Beach. On the delegation of authority, assuming you guys take action on that after I leave, I would say staff is staff. We advise the city council. I don't think we should have members going to staff meetings with Blacken Beach, but I would be supportive of the subcommittee, engineering subcommittee, possibly reviewing change order, scope of work changes, and updates, so you're not sitting here telling Blacken Beach, we can't do this until we go to the advisory committee. You've at least run it by our subcommittee. I would support it to that level, but don't think we need to put ourselves into your staff meetings.
One way to maybe do that, just thinking out loud, would be to have a quick meeting after the detailed staff meeting with the subcommittee to while Blacken Beach is still in town, mm-hmm. so that we can take advantage of them being here.
Okay, and then I'm going to take off, and there is a section here for announcements at the end, and I just want to say real quickly, thank you, Rob, for the bike bridge. I've used it almost every day since the 4th of July. It's been pretty cool to have, and if you weren't there, 700 people is what they're saying attended the bike parade and the ribbon cutting. Assemblyman Asajian was there. State Senator Bill Monning was there.
Our city manager, David Buckingham, gave a great speech. He referenced the wastewater treatment plant being relocated, and this as the bridge sort of being the first of many projects in revitalization down there. And I think it was neat from a financing perspective, too, for our elected officials to see the community down there as the largest ribbon cutting I've ever been to, hands down. And the momentum, we're definitely building on that here. So thank you all for your work, and it's excited to see this taking the next step forward in that area. So thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Do you have any ideas where you want to go from here? It looks like what we need is a recommendation to the City Council on what we want to do with this contract. Maybe if we should start at the other end and go through if Jenny, Mary, or whatever would like to start on details in the contract. You did not get a chance to describe some of your issues as far as the details. Would you like to go ahead and discuss them?
I don't know if there's so much issues. Is there just questions that came to my mind? I just have a couple more. Overall, though, I thought this is outstanding, and I'm really excited about Black & Veatch moving ahead with this. And again, I echo my colleagues' comments. This is a great first start. But in terms of some of the details, just a couple of things I wanted to throw out. You know, one was with respect to optional tasks, and it mentions that that you'd be developing a technical memorandum identifying cost and strategy for future direct potable reuse of treated effluent.
You have to tell us where you are. You're on page 12, it's task 700, correct? Optional tasks?
Right now I'm on page 3.
Page 3. Okay.
So basically, my question is, why is the consultant broken out this task? So in looking at the budget, task 502 is for future potable reuse analysis, and that's $19,860. And task 701 is listed as an optional task, and it looks like this is for potable reuse strategy for $41,000. And I'm just thinking, why, if you're doing an analysis, wouldn't you come up with some recommendations and a strategy? I wasn't there when you developed this, but that was a question that I had.
So let's talk about that again. You're looking for deliverables on 700. Is that correct?
It's task 502.
Task 502.
And task 701. They both deal with potable reuse.
And you could not find any deliverables in the deliverable column that would respond to those two?
I'm just wondering why they were broken out the way
they were. Why there's two different tasks for that item.
Right. One's optional and the other's not.
So the optional task, the thing that sets that apart is direct potable reuse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the 500 task is more the things that are currently allowed by law.
Okay.
Direct potable is not currently allowed by law. So that's why that's an optional task. We don't know what those regulations will be yet.
Okay.
So the 502 speaks to more of what we know we can do, and Mike's going to expand upon that, I think.
Mike, you want
yes, sir. Mike Nunn with MKN. We're interim program management support for the city. So the differences between the two tasks, the task in the 700 group is really for the off-site improvements associated with direct potable reuse. So let's say if one of the strategies was, and again, this is the regulations haven't defined a direct potable reuse yet, but let's say if one of the options was to have reverse osmosis at the city wastewater plant site, which is already kind of being explored in task 500 for direct and indirect potable reuse, then you could route a pipeline, let's say, down to the city water plant and blend it and treat it a second time. And where task group 700 comes in is all those off-site improvements, things that aren't directly related to the wharf. So if you had to improve other city facilities to directly introduce potable reuse. Those are the things that Black and Beach should be exploring through that task.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Then this is under Task Group 200, Preliminary Investigations and Site Survey.
Okay, let's see. That's okay, that's page
three and four. Okay. Again, I'm going back to the budget, and it looks like that it would cost $14,000 to review the existing reports that Rob would provide to them, or does that also include some wiggle room for additional reports that you would be looking for, like on water reuse?
And you got that information from this table, this fee estimate, correct?
Right. I spent most of my time on the budget.
Well, that's all right. but we have to move along, though.
Okay.
So this one is to review the reports and determine how they get incorporated into this facility's master plan.
So it doesn't really include any going further than reviewing existing reports?
No, okay. Those would be covered in other task items.
Okay, and then on task, this is page 2, task 105. This is just my last comment.
All right.
It just says support for other program consultants as needed, and you've only anticipated 100 hours to support CEQA consultants environmental work analysis.
100 hours.
What did I say?
Dollars.
Yeah.
100 hours.
100 hours. It just seems kind of low, but that's what it is.
Well, so it's a guess at how many hours that we will actually need, and they'll be informing us as they use those hours, so we could possibly make adjustments to that as we move forward.
So then we get into the change orders.
Yes.
Okay.
And Black and Beach has a lot of resources of which they can draw from KC and other places. So okay. I don't feel bad about that.
And many of the documents we'll produce as part of the normal work also support people. So it may not require extra work. It may just be part of the normal.
Steve, here's rule one in Morway. You got it. You got, because you got to get on camera and you want to be recorded. So this is just, we're working together here, and this is an anticipation of things to come. Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
I've already given my comments.
Okay. Valerie. Paul.
I do have a question.
Okay, it's a good time.
It's not necessarily exactly, but it has to do with something that you actually removed, and that's the future uses of the wastewater treatment site, the existing site. And something in the back of my mind that I don't know if we've ever discussed this, since the Cayucas is part owner, what's the city's plans? Are we planning to buy their share? Or how, in terms of in the future moving forward in regards to developing that facility, what limitations and what rights do we have if somebody else owns part of that property? I mean, this may not be the, but it's just, I see this, it pops up, and I just wonder how.
So the reason it was removed is there's a general plan process that the city is also embarking on right about now. Also, and that process will inform the future uses. So it didn't seem appropriate to have that in this project, because it'll be looking at a much broader picture for that area. Regarding who develops it and how those costs are split, it probably is a bit premature to be talking whether we're going to, you know, buy Cayucas out, whether they're going to participate as a equity partner on the property or not. So we will continue to have those discussions with our council and bring that forward as it appropriate. Yeah.
Okay. Paul?
Is this on? Yeah, I had a comment about the billing rates that was in the proposal, which I imagine will probably show up as an exhibit in the contract. And I've dealt with this with headaches in the past. And when they put together their master, their fee estimate, the names that they have at the headings don't correspond to the personal classifications in their billing rates. So when somebody, when you get your invoices, like Barbara was talking about, and you get the stuff, and you don't know what rate they were supposed to be using for this individual, and rather than having this billing rates, rather an exhibit showing each of these individuals their personal classification and the rate that they're going to charge us for this contract. Now, also in this proposal, it said 2015 rates. Will any of these things change come January, since this is going to go 6 months? It'll go well into January of next year. I don't know if you want to fix these rates or ask them if that's going to stay for the course of that, or if we'll see new rates come 2016.
Well, we'll be approving a cost not to exceed contract. So if the rates go up, we would not expect to be paying for those new rates without some negotiation. And Steve's going to answer that.
Hi, Steve.
We will hold our rates unchanged for the duration of this assignment.
Thank you. Steve. Paul, are you done? Steve.
The only thing I wish to say, because I'm good with the contract as it sits right now that they've negotiated, what John brought up earlier about having the engineering subcommittee in with the staff at staff meetings, I don't see a purpose or need. I agree with John on that item. But I'd be more than happy to be involved in trying to get answers back to Black and Veatch in a timely manner. And if, you know, Paul or whoever wants to sit on that to kind of represent the board in the interim till the next meeting, I have no problem doing that also. I think it is going to be a real pull for the city staff, because these guys have a lot more resources to throw at it than your ability to respond to them, and I know how that goes. So Paul brought it up earlier. It's a very good point, because this is a very ambitious turnaround time that we're hearing. So I'll be more than willing to, you can pick my brain or and like I said, I have no problem representing this August group, so to speak, in the interim between meetings.
Go ahead. That's why we're looking forward to that July 14th date when the program manager proposals are due, so that we can get our full-time program management team on board to kind of do that heavy day-to-day lifting on this project rather than staff.
So they will be tasked. I wasn't totally sure of all items the program manager's doing, but they may be tasked to respond to all items Black and Veatch may be drawing at the same.
And we're going to try to work something where we can have a office facility in Morro Bay that would be a co-location facility that would be a resource that when the consultant teams are in town that they can use, and we can hold our meetings there. So that'll make things, I think, more expeditious that way.
But I think to add on to that, I think you can expect that the program management team, if things came up between Black and Veatch or any kind of issue that comes up that needs you guys' input, we would facilitate that to make sure you understand what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Dale?
Oh, I just wanted to say I like it. It looks good to me. Couple questions: ag reuse on pipelines, how it's going to be done, if there's going to be any storage, and the draw and the outflow and then a distribution network. Is that going to be in part of the study?
That will be explored also as part of the facilities master planning and the follow-on master reclamation plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, then where we stand is we are looking for a motion to recommend to the City Council endorsing and contracting with Black and Veatch for this endeavor for the facilities master plan as written and received, but I think it would be well for staff to note at least to the city council Barbara's invoice recommendations.
And I have those notes.
And possibly make sure that Black and Veatch and staff are clear on change orders that could occur, maybe not necessarily, but could. And lastly, I think that we should probably clarify the participation of this group in not holding up a critical information or decisions that you guys may have to make in the coming days because of such a tight schedule. And so we've heard a lot of opinions here. Myself, I'm open. I hear John's concern about others than staff in staff meetings, and which could make them go longer and more complicated and maybe not get as much work done. So I'm sensitive to that. But on the other hand, I feel that we have a responsibility to the city council to give as much input as we can to staff to for the best interests of Morro Bay. So I don't know whether we need to make this decision at this time. We would listen to the city council and what their recommendation is. Maybe they feel it wasn't necessary at all. I appreciate all of this committee's interest and concerns for where we're going and want to help wherever we can. However, we don't want to impede the process. So, Rob, I think that... did you want to say something?
I wasn't sure when would be the appropriate time. I had a suggestion, but I didn't want to...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
One thing I could suggest that could be a way to work... I'm Mike Nunley with MKN and Associates. And one thing that I suggest that the committee could consider could be to be available if there are particular meetings we have that are milestones, say Black and Veatch is presenting some preliminary finding to get staff input. Then we would ask, I think if, you know, or the program management team and the city would city staff would anticipate is there may be key points where we want to say, hey, we'd really like the subcommittee here because it'd be great to hear their input on these particular items and try to get that set up far enough in advance. And I think that would be a good way to do that would be to, you know, for city staff, you know, for Rob to decide, hey, this would be a good point to get the subcommittee's input and try to do that early. There are going to be many deliverables throughout the facility master plan process.
Yes, there
are. A series of technical memoranda. There are partial drafts of the report.
Yeah.
And I think if we lined up which ones of those are critical, and that could also be something that's discussed at the next Citizens Advisory Committee, could be, you know, what the deliverables are, roughly when they'll be.
Some are contingent on others as well. See,
yeah.
So if you have a lag in one, it could have some kind of a domino effect on many others.
Yeah, yes, sir. And it could be important to get preliminary input from the subcommittee before things come back to the full committee.
So I propose that we go ahead with these notes being what they are and have a proposal or a motion to go ahead and recommend to the city council acceptance of Black and Veatch for this task with items noted. I hear a motion?
Here's a motion.
Oh, I thought you made the motion.
No, I don't. I can't make the motion as chair. And I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Now
so motion by Jenny, second by Barbara.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Okay, now we have discussion. Anybody want to say anything? Okay, you want a roll call vote? It sounds like we got it pretty well in a court.
A voice vote would be fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone against? Okay, it's a done deal.
Well, we do need to go to council next week.
Well, yes, what we did is recommend to council that they accept Black and Veatch for this task.
Correct. So we'll be putting these notes together that we took here regarding incorporating the engineering subcommittee in the process. And I like the suggestion that Mr. Nunley made.
Yes.
And then also we'll work with our legal counsel on clarifying the contract for those invoicing issues.
Good. Okay, anything else? Let's go around the table for closing comments. Dale?
I'm good.
Steve?
I'm happy with
Paul?
How this all turned out.
Valerie?
No, thank you.
Barbara?
Rob, is there going to be a meeting for the program management proposals, preliminary or anything, as a follow-on after you get the proposals back that we need to be aware of?
Yes, we haven't scheduled that date yet, so they're due back on.
Excuse me. Yes, there will be need to be a pre meeting for both the CEQA review and for the program manager. So we'll I'll email you and get your availability for. So once we get the proposals, typically the way we do it, we get the proposals in, we talk about the proposals, come up with questions, and then we schedule the time for the interviews.
So we're looking late July, early
probably.
August. That's all.
Late July, early August, probably. Really.
Thank you.
And let me know if you have any blackout times for that so that we don't schedule times then.
You're done, Barbara?
I'm done.
Okay, Jenny.
No additional comments.
Okay, the only thing that I have to comment on is that I'm really interested in, and I haven't heard a word, is about the percolation study from site selected to Morrill Wells. Is there anything that maybe we can get on the next meeting on whether there's any progress in determining whether or not that's going to be effective or not?
Yeah, Mike's going to talk about Fugro's work that they've completed so far.
Okay. Mike Nunley with MKN and Associates.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'll repeat it just in case. Fugro has completed the field evaluation a couple weeks ago. So they're putting their data together. I know we're going to try to get it. We're going to set a meeting up in the next week or so with city staff. They don't have all their findings complete yet. They do some laboratory work based on some of the sampling. But we did want to get kind of their unofficial first blush. So what I'm hoping is that we'll at least have a verbal update for you at your next.
Did you say first flush?
Advisory committee. First.
First blush.
First blush. I don't know if first blush is, that might not even be the right term. So, but first blush is actually more appropriate.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, staff, do you have anything closing to say before we close this book?
No, just I want to echo John Diodati's sentiments about the bike bridge. It was a great party to be at on Saturday, the opening of that bridge, and see all the folks out there riding across it. It was fantastic.
It's a wonderful addition, and I saw many, many people there myself, and anyone that hasn't seen it should take the time to do it. It's great. Okay, this adjourns the meeting to our next regularly scheduled meeting, August 12th at 3 o'clock, same time, same place.